Yes, indeed. All right, there we go. That is a little bit of Beyonce with EXO here on 2FM. Right, how is everybody? What is going on? My name is Chris. This wonderful woman's name is Kira.
Hello.
I tell you, a trinity of wonderful women. Beyonce, Kira, and now Grace is on the phone as well. Let's give her a big round of applause. I mean, good Lord, you're like Destiny's Child, in fairness. Hi, Grace, how are you?
A fantastic Destiny's Child, can I just add?
Say again?
Much better than the original Destiny's
Child. Oh, obviously. Almost definitely. You're like, you know when they redo a band, didn't they do that with the Sugar Babes
they
and stuff?
They did that with Sugar Babes like three times or something like that.
Well, you're like the best incarnation of it, okay?
There you go.
Which one are you, Michelle or Kelly?
See, okay, which one would you rather be?
I don't really mind. Michelle's very quiet, so I'll be the quieter one.
Okay, that's cool, because I wasn't going to be Michelle.
Who do you want to be here?
Well, I want to be Beyonce, Chris, but if I had to settle, it would be Kelly Rowland.
Oh, okay, fair. Yeah, because she did all right.
She did
in the
all
end.
Right. Yeah, poor she old... had that great track with Nelly, Dilemma.
She had a few good tracks, to be fair to her. But no, I agree. She's no Beyonce. But look, hey, I'll tell you what. Never mind any of this. Who would I be in Destiny's Child?
I would like
to think that I'd be Beyonce.
Oh.
The father, the manager.
Oh yeah, I'd be the really aggressive dad who like pushes them into all of this stuff and who is the kind of their manager. That's brilliant. I will be you ladies' manager. There we go. We have it all worked out now. Hey, but I tell you what, as well as planning a kind of an odd, really unpleasant Destiny's Child kind of tribute act, we are also talking to Grace for a very important reason. The reason that Grace is on the phone with us. By the way, Grace O'Reilly is her name, and she is with Her.ie. She is a journalist with Her.ie, and she comes on every week, and she comes across a lot of unusual things on the internet, of course, in her line of work. I would nearly say that Grace's search history is probably as odd as mine, if you go through her laptop, because, you know, these are hazards of the job, but hey, I would imagine it's similar anyway. So, Grace, your Twitter, by the way, is at Gracie O'Smiley, am I right?
Yes. You're correct.
Yeah. Well, Kira, if you want to go online, you should give her a follow. You should do that immediately if you don't already. At Gracie O'Smiley is her Twitter. At Gracie O'Smiley. And she comes on every week and she gives us kind of, I guess, a lay of the land of what's going on in kind of maybe, you know, the back alleys of the internet you might not go down. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The kind of like you might walk along Grafton Street when you're on the internet, Kira, and Grace is in some side alley in Thailand. Kind of, you know what I mean? It's kind of the same analogy.
Do you know what? You're there with her, Chris.
Oh, I'm there. I have her, you know. Oh my God, yes, absolutely. I'm the one dragging her down there. But look, never mind any of that. Grace, what is going on the internet this week that you feel Kira and I should know about?
Well, on Her.ie, we had a bit of a whip round for excuses. Now, Kira, you'll be with me on this. Women, when it comes to excuses, I actually think that we're top dollar. Men don't even come close.
No, they don't.
And so we put together the 10 top excuses that women make to get out of sexy time.
Oh.
Interesting.
So you did this, let me ask you this, you did this in the Her.ie office?
Yes.
Oh, very interesting.
Oh, this is interesting.
Can I guess before you give me some of the excuses?
Okay.
Okay, headache, definitely up there.
Yeah, it's number one.
There you go. All right, okay, let me guess another one. Haven't shaved your legs?
Yeah, but you see, the thing is, you need, Chris, we're subtle.
Okay.
We'll make another excuse because we can't actually tell you that.
You can't tell. Oh, so as in, you might not want to have sex because you haven't shaved your legs, but you'll say something else like, I don't know, I presume time of the month is on there, is it?
Yes, of course. That's
ladies,
the final
that's
one.
That is a nail in many man's hearts, because you shouldn't use that as an excuse. Do you know what I mean? Whatever about anything else, your time of the month, to have that trotted out as
you
an
see,
excuse.
If men were smart, though, they would do what, Grace, this is a true story, by the way. A couple of years ago, Chris downloaded an app on his phone so that he'd know when it was my time of the month.
That's true, because one time Kira said on air, she was like, oh, I got cramps or whatever. So then what I did was I downloaded the pee tracker app and I put in the pee tracker app on the date that she had said it. Cramps started and I was basically able to track, you know, Kira's menstrual cycle. It was very exciting.
Because that's not creepy at all.
No, it's not. That is loving. That is true love. That's what that is.
Anyway, Grace, why don't you tell us a couple of these excuses then? So
let me try and guess one more.
Chris...
No, I'm an expert at this, I can assure you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. How many girls have made up so many excuses not to sleep with you?
I can tell you, that's why I'm just trying to go through my life and be like, okay, what else was you? So believe me, if this was like a round on Jeopardy or whatever, I would certainly win. Okay, headache, shaved legs, period, feeling fat after dinner.
Yeah, you see, that's a great one.
There you go, like, absolutely.
That's a great one, because, you know, like, you're after whining and dining, and, like, the last thing you want to do is to start... mixing
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, of course you don't. No, of course you don't.
I'm trying to choose my words really carefully.
Oh, don't. It's okay. It's this program. Anything goes. So you're all right.
Yeah, don't worry. Nobody's listening. What else? Okay, give me one more. Give me one more. I want a good streak.
Like, the best excuses would be like, you know, I can't wake the housemates. And that's a pure lie because your room, your bedroom is in an merciful state. Now, I know that I have used that many times.
Just because your bedroom is messy?
Yeah, you can't be taking a mom.
Do you think we care? Do you honestly think we'd give a toss? There could be blood on the walls. If you're there and you're willing to go, there could be a dead body in the corner of the room, and we'd probably just be like, okay, well, you know,
no,
you'll judge.
No, we won't.
Yeah, you will. I have male friends that have told me that they've been put off by a girl because her room has been really messy.
Yeah, exactly. Here.
Mm-hmm. I know it does. It is kind of creepy if it's messy. And if there's like stains on the counters or anything like that, that does really get to me. Like, even in the kitchen, if the kitchen has dried stains on it, I'm like, this person doesn't clean their house.
Stop.
I know that sounds weird, but it's true. Like, you know, on a worktop in the kitchen, if there's anything dried there, I'm like, ugh, no way. Does she take care of her flange like this? You know what
okay,
I'm saying?
Okay, Chris.
I'm just saying. You know,
okay.
you have to. Anyway, what else is on this list, Grace?
So then there's like, you know, look, I just can't. Because that's the perfect one to just end the conversation. Because, like, Chris, if I turned around and said to you, look, I just can't.
That's highly likely.
I'm not. You've heard that a few times.
Yeah.
But you can't question me.
Oh, of course not.
I've ended it. So, like, that can cover a multitude of things. You know, you might have, you know, gone out after work and you're not feeling particularly hygienic or clean. And you're like, no one needs to go there.
Oh, most definitely. But the thing is that if you say it with the right tone, like if you're like, look, I just can't, then we'll, as men, we'll be like, oh, Jesus, something, you know, something must be wrong, I guess I better just leave it, you know?
It's a good one, though.
And we'll think of something else to do.
Then there's this. Now, I personally wouldn't use this, but it's like, I forgot to take my pill, so.
I'd be terrified if a girl that I was having sex with said that to me. I'd be like, oh, okay, maybe we shouldn't be doing this, you know?
To make babies.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, that could be probably because the lady garden hasn't been maintained.
Oh, yes,
correctly.
Most definitely. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, absolutely, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so that's another excuse.
Again, we don't care if that's not maintained. It's fine. It's really fine.
Hey, Chris.
What else is on this list? Because, okay, not maintained lady garden, that's fair enough. You're just saying, I just can't. Headache after dinner. All right, what else is here?
So there's, like, if you're on a night out and you're thinking, how am I going to get out of this? And he thinks that he's getting lucky, and you've got the taxi to drop you off first. You can just say, "Oh, listen, that's me. Thanks for the lift."
That's just a clever way of kind of getting out of it, though. That's not even giving an excuse,
no, but
really.
But that is it's a sly excuse. You're being crafty there. You're letting them down easy.
I suppose, yeah. That's kind of like just a gentle.
I've done that a million times.
Have you?
Yeah,
yeah.
I must leave
lads
so annoyed.
You know, he's left. He's left now. He's left you off, and he thinks, oh, she just thinks I'm a gentleman.
Yeah, exactly. He's going to be going, lads, she was so impressed because I didn't push her or anything, yeah. And she just got out of the car. Yeah, you're right, actually. Absolutely. God, the her.ie ladies are very clever, I have to say. They're very clever.
And then there's the typical classic, there's a bit of an emergency.
So you'd just literally say to the guy, I can't, and then leave because you're saying that you try and like make it look like there's some dramatic emergency going on.
Yeah, and like maybe tweet something alluding to the fake emergency, and no one knows anything.
Wow, that's not
this
a bad idea.
It's amazing. I've actually picked up some tips here as well.
Oh, great. Yeah, we should stop broadcasting this.
Because I have so many opportunities to use these.
Giving women ideas, that's what it's doing. Giving them all kinds of it.
Then there's this simple one of an early morning, and that's when you may want it, but you're not really bothered, and you're a bit tired. So, like, all you're really interested in is a bit of a cuddle.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Absolutely. You know, these are great, I have to say. This is a great insight as well into the workings and the minds of the her.ie ladies. And, you know,
ladies everywhere. I'm taking notes here. Grace, thank you.
Yeah, you guys are like a focus group, and you've now put these great tips on the internet. So how many was there in total? Ten. How many have we got? We've done through 10 probably, I'd imagine,
yeah,
at this point.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, wow,
yep.
They just flew by.
A quick recap. We have headache. We have haven't shaved your legs. Time of the month, feeling fat after dinner. Can't wake the housemates. Look, I just can't. I forgot to take my pill. Getting the taxi home and getting off at yours. There's a bit of an emergency. And oh God, I have an early morning tomorrow.
You know, I've had a woman say every one of those to me in one sentence. She literally, I was just like, hey, do you want to have sex? And she literally read out that whole list. And it was very hurtful, I have to say. You know? But look, what can you do? Hey, Grace, you know what? This was great fun. And this just went up on her.ie a few hours ago as well. So you know what? You should go online. You should check it out. But you should also check out her.ie in general as well, because it's very good fun. And there's a lot of stuff like that on there. And speaking of her.ie, you know who puts a lot of that stuff up there, Ciara? I'll tell you who. Grace O'Reilly. And you know how you can find her on Twitter? At Gracie O'Smiley is her Twitter. At Gracie O'Smiley. Head on there. Check it out. Look, Grace, I love when you come on and you have these chats with us. Thank you for coming on this evening.
No problem at all.
Thanks, Grace.
Tell you what I'll do. Some Sam Smith, I'm Not the Only One, on the way in just a sec. But first, a little bit of Lovers on the Sun here on 2FM. Oh, yes.